was talking about how much we love Amy Winehouse, and none of her music gets old, and it won't get old here because we have her entire catalog at the radio station. 8 o'clock, straight up and down. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show on the all-new Voice of Laguna. And as I promised yesterday, perfect temperatures today. Wonderful day, even though it's not sunny. Temperature's good. Not too cold, not too shabby. As we do each and every Friday, we welcome in the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce. This morning, Joelle Padue steps in. And two special guests today. First, welcome, Joelle. How are you?
Welcome. Good morning, Ed.
A very good morning to you. Joelle brought in Crosby, your beautiful baby boy. How are you? How's Crosby?
He's good as long as he's sleeping right now.
All right.
He needs his nap time.
All right. And
gets very excited and loves people, so then he won't sleep.
Right. Is there a scheduled nap time for him where he's usually out?
I don't follow schedules well.
Okay.
Because I'm always out and about.
Right.
So I try my best, but I'm pretty flexible.
All right. All right. And the guest you brought with you today, Colleen Roberts, who's the owner of OC Nannies, might be able to tell us whether that's a good thing or a bad thing or,
Joel's a bad mom.
No. Welcome, Colleen. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. We met the other night and I thought, you know what? This is a perfect match here. You on Chamber Chat and talking about your magnificent business, OC Nannies. It's not just nannies, though. It's private chefs. It's housekeepers. It's personal assistants. It's basically a staffing service for the most important needs in all of our lives, right?
You're right. Yeah, it's domestic staffing. So it's a very personal business. I send nannies, housekeepers, chefs, drivers to meet your very important needs.
Right. And you purchased the business back in August of last year.
That's right.
And how's it going?
It's going really well. I mean, it's been a wild ride, but we're really excited about this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I love connecting people and making those permanent connections. It's such an important relationship, and it's been really fun.
Okay. And before this, or before August of 2023, you specialized in newborn care, right? You were a newborn care specialist. What exactly is that?
That's right. So for many years, I was a professional nanny in Los Angeles, and it was an amazing career. That career doesn't transfer very well to motherhood.
Okay.
And when I had my twins, I took some time off to care for them and continue my education with a newborn care specialist certification. And basically what that is I used to go into homes with moms that had just had newborns, specifically twins, and help them get through the night.
Right. So when we talked the other night, and you mentioned you had twins, within 10 seconds, I realized you did a genius thing, or you said that you were about to have, you know, you sometimes walk through town with your husband and your twins, and then sometimes you'll split off. You have 6-year-old twins.
That's right.
And then you'll split off and give each of them some time with you, or you know, with your husband. And that's genius. That's absolute genius. Do you find that a lot of parents, especially parents that have twins, mistakenly, and tell me if I'm crazy, dress them alike and expect them to almost be the one child?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, as a mom, it's just so hard when they're tiny newborns. Right. You just do whatever you can to make it easier on yourself. And one of those things is grabbing two of the same outfit and not having to think about, okay, what's this one going to wear and what's this one going to wear? So it just happens because you're trying to make your life easier and kind of start treating them as one kid. But it backfires, and they're two separate people. And Laguna is so great because we can park in one spot, do one activity, and then both of us just walk in separate directions, and the kids can pick out their own restaurant.
Right. I'm going to stay on this before I get into the meat and potatoes of your company. I'm fascinated with this, and I'm curious as to, at 6 years old, tell us a little bit about each child and the differences between them and the similarities and maybe the differences.
So my girls' names are Stevie and Celeste.
Beautiful names, by
thank
the way.
You. Yeah. Thank you. Stevie is, in general, she's always been a little bit more easygoing.
Okay.
And Celeste has just been a little bit needier. But one is a little bit more athletic. One is a little bit more artistic.
Right.
It's really special because they highlight each other in a way. You know, when one is lacking in something, the other one kind of picks up the slack and supports supports them. It's being a twin is amazing.
Yeah.
My mom's a twin.
Your mom's a twin?
I have to tell you this one story.
Please, please.
So my mom's one of seven.
Okay.
And for their birthday, every year, like the seven would get, one person would get half the cake. And then everybody else would get a slice.
Oh, I love
but on
that.
My mom's birthday, she would get a quarter of the cake because her sister would get the other quarter.
Aww.
And then everybody else got this other, you know, slices of the other half. And I was like, oh, got to get her that half a cake, you know?
Right. I have for my entire life, when I've seen someone with twins, I always ask, which one's the evil one?
In my case, they trade off.
Okay.
Yeah, they take turns. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about schedules, and specifically that Joelle is not great at keeping schedules. Should children at Crosby's age have a set schedule?
Look, I mean, that's a tough question. Right. Technically, yes,
okay.
Right? But you just have to do what you can do when you can do it.
Right.
And
right.
that
right.
is exactly what Joelle's doing.
Right.
You know, you give as many naps as possible right now. Right. If it's on the go, a stroller nap, that it still counts.
Right.
Baby is still sleeping.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be as stringent, right? As
right.
sometimes we tell ourselves it needs to be as new moms.
Right.
It's just, it's so hard because our brains aren't really there yet. We're not fully functioning human beings yet. We're still just kind of new in that new mom brain.
Right.
So just be easy on yourself and do what you can do when
right.
you can do it.
And I'm not going to say this because I'm your friend or I like you and your husband and your family. I'm not going to say, but you are a great mom. And I watch from afar.
Thanks.
Sometimes when you don't even walk by the radio station, you're crossing the street the other direction.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, this is a good mom happening right here. Congratulations on so far the success.
Thank you.
And your toughest moments, for instance, when looking for a sitter or someone to watch Crosby while you guys go out or something, do you leave, for instance, if it's your mom, let's say it's your mom,
yeah.
do you leave her with specific instructions or you just kind of like go, you know what, mom, you go ahead and take care of it?
Yeah, I try.
Okay.
I know my mom's listening right now.
Okay. All right. So and she follows your specific instructions generally, I'm guessing, because my mom didn't. May I for a moment get self-indulgent here?
Yeah.
My daughter, who is now 31 years old, my ex-wife and I would only be we'd be the only ones to watch her. We did not trust any other human being in the world to watch Shelby. So we took turns. I had a night gig at the time. She was doing day. So
mm-hmm.
it was that trade-off.
Yeah.
And the one time that my mom had come out for a few months to help, as she said, she wasn't following any instructions, man.
Grandmas are more fun.
Yeah, exactly. And she would use that
fun.
Excuse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is can that spoil the child's scheduling?
I mean, of course. But at the end of the day, you want whoever is taking care of your kid to, survive, right? And you want them both to make it through the day without temper tantrums
right.
or, you know, anything dramatic. So whatever you have to do is when I leave my kids with someone, I'm like, you know, you're in charge, whatever you got to do, like I give you my trust, right? Because
right.
you're leaving them with them. So obviously if you trust them enough to care for your child, you trust them enough to make it through the day. And if they mix up the schedule, it's okay. It's important for your kids to be able to be cared for by somebody else.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I blew that train. I missed that boat. So let's talk about OC nannies for a second here. What caught my eye is that it's not just nannies and chefs and housekeepers and personal assistants, but governess as well.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a nanny and a governess?
So someone that's a governess would be maybe specifically trained. There are some courses in the UK that specifically train a child care professional to work in a home with children.
Okay.
A governess likely lives in the home and works as needed schedule and is also someone that is an expert, right? So when it comes to behavioral issues, certain things specific to a family, that person is someone that you know can help you with that. So the mom and dad can really lean on them for parenting advice.
All right. And do they have to know the song Tea
for Two? I was going to ask, is Mary Poppins a nanny or a governess?
I think she was a governess. I think Mary Poppins was a governess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. So what is the... obviously, there are different qualifications for instance, a housekeeper to or a personal assistant to a nanny or governess. But what are some of the ways you vet a nanny?
Right. So, being a nanny for many years and working in high profile and also ultra high net worth homes and families, I look for someone that was similar to me and someone that can. One of the first questions I ask is, what's the most important part of this job? And it's prioritizing safety above everything else. You want someone that knows that safety is most important, above education, above playtime, sensory, all of these things, safety. But more than that, I want someone that can tell me that they love babies. And so often I have someone sitting across from me that's crying because their family has just grown out of meeting them, right? And they're just devastated. And, I'm there to comfort them and tell them, look, I'm going to find you a great job. But that's the person you want as a nanny, right? When it comes to housekeepers and things like that, I love to hear a housekeeper tell me. One of the questions I ask is, what do you like to do in your time off? And they'll tell me, a really good housekeeper will tell me, she loves to clean her own house. There is a brain that just functions on keeping everything clean and organized. They like to go in that house. They know how to make their principal comfortable and what it takes to get that house to that level. And this is just in my conversation, in my personal interview with these candidates. Before that, I like to see at least 5 to 6 years of experience with maybe one or just two families.
Right.
So they're not jumping around. They know what it feels like to be committed to a family long term.
Right. So I love that you wait for those answers because those are specifically the things I was thinking I'd want to hear as well.
Yeah.
So what mistakes do some parents make when all well-meaning, I'm sure, but that when they get the high school sophomore next door to watch the baby?
Right. I mean, it's not a mistake, right?
Okay.
It's what your needs are. If your needs are, if you see yourself needing a babysitter or childcare long term for many years, it's beneficial for you to commit to someone and provide them with a job, right? Instead of kind of having someone new come in and that's just a Band-Aid.
Right.
So that relationship still provides something to your child. It's still fun, but it's not something that you can necessarily lean on or count on long term.
Right. And as a nanny, for instance, is there a red line where, and forgive me for all the grandmothers out there, but is there a red line where you find that someone who might be older might have less patience, or is there a negative to being older and looking to be a nanny?
So there is a space for everyone in this industry. I truly believe that. There are families with unique needs, and an older nanny, I sometimes get requests just for that.
What are the positives and negatives of that?
Okay, so a grandmotherly style nanny, right, is going to be very nurturing, is likely going to also nurture mom. So she's going to be checking in on mom a lot, right? Motherly, grandmotherly.
Right,
she's going to be making sure that mom has eaten that day, that, does she need any help scheduling anything? And she's also going to be better with newborns. She's going to be better with the children that aren't necessarily requiring her to, climb up a play structure and go down a slide.
Right.
Or, she's not going to be great with the hustle. But there is definitely a place with her. She may also cook, because she's had many years of experience providing meals, likely for her own family.
Right.
A younger nanny, a younger career level nanny can literally do it all. She wears many hats. She's probably more expensive.
Right.
But she is the backbone of your family.
Okay. And do you set the rate for these different professions that that people look for?
That's a great question. So I don't specifically set the rate. I can talk to you about what is trending right now with prices, what you get at a certain price, and what, you know, if you go a little bit higher, what you'll get. But the nanny, no, the nanny specifically sets their rate.
Okay. And what is the trend right now? How much am I paying for a nanny?
It depends, but between $25 and $35 an hour.
Okay.
For, you know, higher level, career level girls, it's more than that. But
right.
Yeah, just
right.
Per hour to have a nanny in your home, that's what we're seeing.
All right. So I'm going to send this note out to your mom, Joelle, right now. Hey, you know what? You can get $35 an hour for this. You know, watching your own grandchild.
My poor mom has to pay parking when she comes here.
Oh, my God.
And every time my sisters or my mom come, they have to pay parking. And then they end up go shopping on the promenade.
Of
and
course.
I'm like, hey, they're helping out Laguna.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's what I stand for, so it's fine.
Okay, so Colleen, when how often do people come and say, I need a chef for an event? And how full of chefs are you ready to get? You
know? I'm glad we got here. So I love placing chefs.
Okay.
Chefs are amazing, amazing people. I didn't really know a lot until we bought this business and I started placing them.
Okay.
I've learned so much, and I get calls often. A chef can do many things. They can do a specific event for you, just a one-time kind of gig. But they can also come into your house maybe one or two times a week and provide you with a whole week's worth of food.
Right.
Or they can live in and cook for you, you know, every meal, okay. Lunch, and dinner.
Okay. And again, the trending rate for that might be?
It depends. I mean, anywhere from $500 a week to like $1,400 a week,
right.
$1,600 a week. That's a wide range.
Right. This is our test to see how well Crosby will sleep, actually.
Yeah, he's still sleeping.
Yeah,
he's
see, that's sleeping. Good. It's good. Yeah. So in case the audience didn't hear it, I have the cleanest sidewalks in town. We have a sidewalk, the city sweeps the sidewalks. The sidewalk sweeper just went by. Crosby didn't even blink. He's still asleep. That's very good. Very good.
Yeah, he's used to napping on the town.
Yeah.
Right. And some of the... This is out of left field. This is the dumb guy question out of left field. Is it important for a child, and maybe right around Crosby's age or slightly older, to get a pet?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes, I think it is. I think that babies that have been exposed to an animal in their life from day one are just more in tune with animals.
Okay.
And of course, it's important to teach them to not approach an animal unless you ask its owner.
Mm-hmm.
But a child that's afraid of a dog is so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to break that. And it's such a genuine fear. Mm-hmm. That if there's a way to do it in your home, you know, there's like all of these amazing dogs now, hypoallergenic,
right.
Like so, and so friendly. So yes, I think it is important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any pets, Joelle?
Sorry.
No, I can't bring my heart to getting another dog. I loved my dog so much. But
no.
Crosby's been with dogs, cats.
I loved my dog a lot too, yeah.
Yeah.
And eventually we found a way to get other dogs.
Yeah.
And, but
I should get that for... Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a pillow.
I just held up a mouse pad with my the love of my life dog, and we've since gotten into other dogs, and you know, so yeah. But so yeah, thank you for that answer, by the way.
Yeah.
If I may get dig a little personally here,
mm-hmm.
Your mom's mothering style.
Yes.
Do you copy anything? I mean, are there things you took from her as a mom? Are there things that you absolutely won't do as she did as a mom?
That's such a great question, because now as an adult with my own children, I just love my mom so much, and in such a deeper, more appreciative and respectful way. So, I mean, we do the best we can as moms, and I now know that. You know, as a teenager, if you asked me that, I would have been like, no, she's horrible. But now, this is what I have to say. To stand by your child when they make a mistake or you know they're messing up is so hard, but that lesson that they're learning is really important, and I'm doing that now, you know? Obviously, like, my kindergartners don't want to go to school, and we just have to push through. Like, I want so bad to be like, sure, yes, let's do homeschool.
Right.
You know, but that's not the route we're doing. So we have to push through and just, and she's going to school. They're going to school. My mom, you know, when I had to learn things, she stood by me and she let me learn those lessons and make those mistakes. And just having a soft place to land in her love was so, now I see, so important, and also probably so hard for her to do that. So I do to her motherly style. And now seeing my mom with my girls is so rewarding.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That may be the greatest answer to any question I've ever asked. Yeah. I swear, I love that.
Yeah. I'm still not a person yet.
Yeah, you're not there yet. You will be. You will be.
Yeah, give it a minute. Yeah. Give it a minute or so. And to all moms out there, and thank you for that answer, by the way. That was beautiful. Dads.
Yeah.
The role that fathers play in the raising of a child, the role that fathers play in the selection of a nanny, do you find that they are less responsive or less involved than the mom? Or when you interview a set of parents, or are you interviewing both to find out their needs? Or does the mom generally give you the needs?
I'll tell you this. My most successful placements, long-term, for when a family comes to me and their needs are full-time, long-term, and I meet with both parents, mm-hmm. that is a more successful match, mm-hmm. right? Because I get to hear both sides, and I get to make the better match for them. I think right now, dads are involved more, right, than they were when I was younger. My dad specifically was very involved in our lives. Right. My mom was a flight attendant, and my dad was a fireman, and we had a live-in nanny for 14 years.
Okay.
My dad, you know, when my mom was flying, my dad was on his 4 days off shifts. So we had a lot of alone time with my dad. And I see that happening more and more now. Not that specific arrangement, but I just see dads involved much more nowadays.
Right.
And I think it's really great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we, and you may have only your own childhood to base this off of,
yeah,
but
yeah,
are we now softer on our kids than we used to be?
Yes.
Okay.
And I think it's for a reason, because it's a harder world.
Right.
It's a harder world. So, right. Softer in ways. Yeah. I mean, it's always evolving. Gentle parenting is trending right now.
Right.
There's pros and cons. My own parenting journey and my own experience as a child, just a little bit of everything, not being just too stringent, not being too stuck in one style is what I see most successful, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. Joelle, this is a magnificent guest this morning. My God.
I have to remember all this.
Yeah. So I saw some movement over there. Yeah. Crosby's eyes are open. He's
Crosby
now awake.
Woke up.
All right. Well, hi, Crosby. Welcome to the world. Yeah. As I mentioned, he will eventually take this spot and work a shift here at the radio station. You may be being interviewed by Crosby in about 20 years. Wouldn't that be great?
Years. I love it.
Yeah. So, Joelle, what's happening with the chamber?
Yeah. So, let's see. What's today? We did Bodega. Oh, tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow we have our beach cleanup at Crescent Bay.
Yes.
We're going to have Jedediah Coffee.
Yes.
We're doing it with Laguna Ocean Foundation and Ritual Refill. And then afterwards, Ritual Refill is going to be having a little event there with an ocean photographer. So that should be exciting. And there's plenty to do in town that day with other members as well. But come pick up.
Right.
Clean our beaches.
And a special shout out to Steve and Embry over,
yes,
at Jedediah Coffee. I love them. Their coffee is absolutely magnificent, and they are everywhere that the community needs them to be.
Totally.
Love that.
Yes. Let's see. The fall, next Thursday, we have Museum of Make-Believe's ribbon cutting.
Right.
That's over by Bluebird Canyon, off of Bluebird Canyon. I'm like, cut. So that will be fun. And then next Saturday is our spring citywide spring sidewalk sale.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm so excited. We have a email going out at 11 with everybody that's participating.
Mm-hmm.
And next week, so stay tuned, follow Think Laguna First. We have little giveaways from different people leading up to the sidewalk sale.
Very cool.
Yeah, we love to highlight our small businesses. We only have a few more spots left with our chamber night at Art Time Borrow.
Okay.
And that's April 30th, which is a Tuesday, right? Yep.
And we had them on last week, and they were absolutely magnificent. I think the evening will include making ceramic pottery.
Yes, okay. Yes. So you're going to make on the wheel.
Yes.
And at the table. And I heard her last week say, you know, that children kind of just go for it and adults kind of criticize themselves. So I'm preparing myself not to criticize myself. But we'll also have libations and snacks.
All right.
Oh, awesome.
So that will be fun. And
that reminds me, I owe both her and Colleen and your husband some chimichurri.
Yes.
I promised you chimichurri and I didn't
he
make
asked
it last
me?
Night. But I really, yeah.
Okay.
I promise you I will drop it off. You'll get it. I promise.
Okay.
All right.
And let's see. We have... our golf tournament is coming up May 14th.
Can't wait.
Which is 2 days after Mother's Day.
Yes.
So just to remind everybody, as you said Mother's so many times that I was like, oh, Mother's Day. That is at Strawberry Farms. Right. We still have spots available for players. Our silent auction will go live next Friday. So if you have any silent any items you'd like in our silent auction, we're still taking that. If you want to put anything on our swag bag. But definitely come play with us. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to have the Voice of Laguna there.
Yeah.
We're going to have a mimosa bar, a Bloody Mary bar. We're going to have massages. That's all in the beginning. And we have plenty of other fun vendors throughout. And it's presented by Visit Laguna Beach.
Yes.
We love them.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Rachel has got a great team.
Now every time you say Pearl Jam, I think of Rachel.
Me too. Me too. I don't play a Pearl Jam song without thinking, I hope Rachel's hearing this, man. It's stuff you don't get anywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see. And we also have a few more ribbon cuttings coming up in May with the solo show on First Thursday, which is May 2nd. The Music Hall Foundation ribbon cutting over at the Rivian on May 3rd, right before they show the California Happening.
Okay.
And more. So let's see, did I get everything? I don't want to forget anything.
Yeah, you know, you can always
Also, our next mixer is going to be at the Cliff.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and it's going to be ticketed this time because there's limited space.
Right.
We're going to have appetizers over the breathtaking view.
It is an amazing view.
Yeah.
I was married there.
Yes, that's right. Colleen was married there.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
At sunset, at a perfect time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course you were.
Amazing.
Of course you
were. So good.
Of course you were. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
We're excited about that. Thank you to Andrew from the Cliff.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's plenty more.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, if you forgot anything, you can always come back. I'll be here all day. And Colleen, before I let you go, a couple of questions. I noticed that when Joelle turned and started giving me this information, that you immediately turned to Crosby and made Crosby comfortable while Mom was turned around. Do you find yourself as you're walking down the sidewalk sometimes just going, kind of helping a mom, or do you?
I mean, it's tough to like step in like that, but I do find myself often engaging with babies or young children. I am one of those that just loves babies.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
And I have a connection too. There's a certain personality that small kids and babies are drawn to. And I don't know what it is, but I have one of those.
Yeah, you do. I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it. By all means.
I have one more thing.
Yes. She raised her hand. I love that. She raised her hand.
Well, because I thought
so good.
It's April, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
We are already taking restaurants for Taste of Laguna October 3rd.
Yes, you
are.
So
if you're a restaurant and you want to be part of Taste of Laguna, or if you're a vendor and you want to be part of Taste of Laguna, it's gonna fill up fast.
Right.
So,
and we have as I've mentioned many times, we have a massive audience across the globe, but let's just talk about Southern California.
Yeah.
Would you take a restaurant from, let's say, San Diego? Would you take a restaurant? Would they be able to come?
You know, we haven't had a San Diego one.
I had a request from one of my sponsors who's in San Diego.
Yeah, your sponsor. I do listen. I think I met him before.
Yes.
And I think we said a special invitation.
Okay.
To him. Right. But we always love our
Laguna restaurants.
Our Laguna restaurants.
Right.
My mom says hi to Ed.
Hi to mom. Hi to mom.
But we last year we took Gemma from San Clemente.
Okay.
And yeah, there's a couple people, but we always like to highlight our Laguna restaurants.
I'll keep him on the wire until you guys are ready for it. And you go, okay, sure, bring in somebody else. But that's cool. All right, thank you. And OC Nannies, how do listeners find you? What are the questions to ask when they call? Give us your number, your email address, all of the ways we can contact you.
Yes, of course. So when you Google, like let's say you're looking for domestic staffing and you Google domestic staffing and it pop Orange County in Orange County specifically and all these agencies pop up, you'll see ocnannies.com. You'll see other agencies as well. There's other agencies. I think that you should call me and just give me a shot because I, you know, you're doing your homework,
right.
But I'm really flexible and I love to talk to people about this industry because I know so much about it. So I think that I should be your first stop, just if for nothing else, to learn about the industry. And maybe we'll do business together. But ocnannies.com is the website. You can also email me at Colleen@ocnannies.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Erin always reminds me to say you can find her on our directory page.
Okay.
On the Laguna Beach Chamber.
All right. And that's where I would stop first. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here, but you seem to be, if I were a parent of a young child again, this is where I'm comfortable. This is my comfort zone right here, is
thank
this
you.
Person in front of me. So thank you, Colleen. That's Colleen Roberts of OC Nannies. And not only her website, not only the Chamber website, but if you missed any of this, you can catch it on the voiceoflaguna.com webpage. The podcast will be up a little bit later on today. Colleen Roberts, thank you so very, very much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joelle, as always.
Thank you, Ed.
And more than anything else, Crosby, thank you,
yes,
my little friend.
Crosby.
All right.
One day he'll wave back.
All right. And we cannot, before we leave, we cannot neglect Austin and what an amazing dad Austin is. And we say hello to Austin as well. All right. 8:32 the time, 28 before 9 o'clock. It's the Mornings with Ed Show on the all-new Voice of Laguna.